That's basically what Nicodemus, in a nutshell, much more sophisticatedly, but he believed the standards were way high for him as a Pharisee. Are you tracking with him now? If Jesus would have said, out of the box, hey Nicodemus, on a scale of 0 to 100, 100 being absolute perfection, holiness with God, and 0 being Roman soldiers that just butcher your people, where would you be? He was probably a fairly humble man. But if he graded on the curve, he was in the 90s. What would Jesus say to a man that's this good? Would he start out and say, hey, Nick, it's good to see you tonight. How's the wife? How's the kids? Glad you could come. I'm glad you're interested in my teaching. You have such knowledge. I'm so proud of all the energy, all the morals, all the character, all your religious background. I'm really impressed, man. You got a lot of marks on this side. It's one of the most abrupt conversations ever recorded in Scripture to one of the very best people that have ever been identified in Scripture. He is a good man. Notice verses 3 through 8 where Jesus responds. In reply, Jesus declared, a guy's come and said, hey, I know you're a good teacher. I know you're from God. Basically, Rabbi, teach me. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. It's an emphatic statement. Some translations, it's verily, verily. It's the repetition of a word. It means, hey, Nicodemus, what I'm about to say is heavy. It's true. Get your ears on. This is the action. I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. No one. Mother Teresa, Billy Graham, axe murderers, and everybody in between. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. And this phrase, born again, in the Greek language has about 3 different nuances. The first nuance, it means something, a new beginning that is so radical that it brings about transformation. The second nuance, it can have the meaning of again or second or twice. And the third nuance is it means something that is born from above, something that God does. And so the idea is Jesus is saying, wrapping it up, it's hard in English to get our arms completely around this word. Nicodemus, I'm telling you, unless something spiritually happens in your life so that you are spiritually born from above or again a second time that brings about radical change in you, you'll never see the kingdom of God. Now, this guy's an intellectual. This guy is bright. This guy has the first 5 books.